They can be bright and beautiful, or at the same time, dark and mysterious. Welcome to BGS Bulletproof Goals podcast, where we explore our real self. First of all, thank you so much for choosing this podcast to be your friend for 10 minutes. I want to thank you all once again because I was kind of nervous about the new season, but it actually gave a good response, especially the Love Chronicles. I mean, I got so many downloads and listeners from many parts of the world. And from this, I actually got a big hope that one day we have a big explorer family. And I just hope that it is. Well, guys, do you know that today's episode is so special? And it is the cosmos within, navigating the universe within us. And it's gonna really magical, or should I say, full of galaxies. Well, you must be thinking that whether in today's topic are we gonna have some discussion or some type of space related discussion. But let me clear this. Yes, we are gonna talk about universe, but not the physical or some kind of outer universe. But I'm talking about the inner self. Yes, the universe I am talking about is our inner self that we carry inside ourselves but never notice it because of our daily schedules. And I just want to ask you that have you ever feel like some kind of energy within yourself when you just close the eyes and some positive type vibes? Because I think this is some kind of special feeling where we feel free, relaxed, and at the same time energetic but with positivity. Have you ever stopped and wondered about the vastness of the universe and how it reflects within us? The stars, planets, and galaxies that we see up above are a mirror of the universe within us. We carry a universe within ourselves and made up of our thoughts, emotions, memories, and experiences. Just like the cosmos, our universe is full of wonder, complexity, and endless possibilities. Our thoughts and emotions are, you know, some kind of like the planet and stars that make up our universe. They can be bright and beautiful, or at the same time, dark and mysterious. Our memories and experiences are like the galaxies that hold within them countless stories and secrets. I think there is an energy at the core of our existence. This subtle yet powerful energy leads to our growth and expansion. You know, the way we think, the way we react, feel, express, it is at the core of the universe. We can easily witness the human growth from a physical standpoint, but the important thing here is that we as a human also have to grow mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We are each the center of our own universe with our own unique perspective and experiences, and just like the universe, we are constantly expanding, learning, and growing. But just as the universe can be both beautiful and chaotic, so too can our inner universe. We sometimes feel the happiest and at the other second, like our world is falling apart, by which it somewhere affects our loved ones as well. I think there are some kind of energy, or should I say some experiences, which really disturb me. Our thoughts and emotions can sometimes feel overwhelming, like a swirling black hole that threatens to consume us. But we must remember that just as the universe is vast and powerful, so too are we. We have the power to overcome any obstacle, like any obstacle that comes our way. and to shine like the star in the night sky. Just like the universe we see in the night sky or inner universe, it is full of endless possibilities and explored territories. It is a space where our creativity and imagination can roam free, where we can connect with our deepest desire and aspiration. But somewhere I think that this is some kind of good point where we connect with our inner self feelings and actually can feel like what we actually want in our life. We all are, that much busy in our schedules that we can't even know and can't even have some time for ourselves. Then I think that this is important to spend some time with ourselves, just to let us know ourselves that what we actually want in life, like what is the purpose of the life. And yeah, that's the most important thing to take any decision in life. We want some kind of space for ourselves, even from the loved ones sometimes. Yeah, but our inner universe is also a space where we can face our deepest fear and darkest demons. Our thoughts and emotion can sometimes feel like a turbulent storm that threatens to consume us. We all have so many flaws, but you know what? These flaws can only be accepted or improved by spending time with ourselves. However, just like the universe, we are both powerful and resilient. We have the capacity to transform our inner universe or our habits, like writing a journal or having a self-time walk or self-talk by just looking into the mirror. Yeah. So these are some steps that we should take to spend time with ourselves. We have the power to overcome any obstacle and emerge stronger than ever before. Our inner universe is a place of self-discovery, growth, and transformation. It is a space where we can connect with our true selves and find a sense of purpose and meaning in life, which is very and really, really important. So, let us embrace the universe within us with all its light and darkness. Let us explore its wonders and unlock its secrets. And let us never forget that we are each a universe in our own right, full of potential and endless possibilities. I hope that everyone can experience this kind of positive energy and light within ourselves. In the end, I want to thank you all for tuning in today. And I hope this episode has inspired you to explore the depth of your own self and the power we have within ourselves. Until next time, remember to love yourself first. Remember, self-love is not selfish. It is important, and actually it is very necessary in today's world, where we face so many heartbreaks, betrayals, and happiness. So yeah, actually we need to find our real self. And yes, please subscribe, follow, share, rate to the podcast to receive more episodes on every Tuesday, Thursday, and weekends, and stay up to date with the latest content. Thank you for sharing your precious time with me.